Hi, my name is Tom House. We're here today for a two-part video, Functional Strength Training for Pitchers, FST, and then the complement to that, Cross-Specific Skills and Drills for Pitching. I'd like to introduce the participants in today's little get-together, starting on my immediate right, and not necessarily in order of handsomeness, okay? We have Ryan, Brian and Brian, that's easy for me to remember, and Mike. They're gonna be helping me out with everything that has to do with the physical and the biomechanical preparation of throwing a baseball. And now that I've made the introduction of the athletes that are working with us today on this video shoot, I'd like you guys to go ahead and I'll meet you over here to get busy in a couple seconds. Thanks a lot, guys. This is my 33rd year in professional baseball, 15 as a player and 18 as a coach. The bottom line is we as coaches and we as players have received a lot of misinformation about what it takes to throw a baseball or swing a bat. Sports science, sports medicine, and the information that exists can now objectively identify what it takes to physically prepare and mechanically train to throw or swing in a baseball uniform. Biokinetics is a motion analysis firm out of Salt Lake City that identifies human movements in three dimensions at 1,000 frames a second. We have a phrase up there that the hand's quicker than the eye, but 1,000 frames a second doesn't lie. Once we've identified human movement and what the elite do in human movement, then you can physically prepare to meet those movements with the repetitions of throwing or swinging. That basically is what these young athletes and myself are going to show you today. The physical preparation and the biomechanical preparation to make sure that athletes in today's game can match up their genetics, their talent, what God, mom, and dad gave them with the skills required of their position to enable them to compete with a minimum risk of injury and maximize what happens between the lines. Welcome back for part two of our two video set, Cross-Specific Skills and Drills for Pitching. A whole lot of words to explain throwing strikes in competition. We're gonna show you five common factors that the successful, healthy major league pitchers do. Number one is dynamic balance. Number two is postural stabilization. Number three is equal and opposite elbows and angle of forearms. Number four is late torso rotation. And number five is a front side blocking at release point. You're going, whoa, that doesn't make much sense. Well, that's what this part of the video is all about. Let's go all the way back. If you remember in the first video about absorbing, directing, and delivering energy, you want to do that from feet to fingertips efficiently. You're only as strong as your weakest link, and you're only as efficient as your worst mechanic. Let's talk about dynamic balance first. Let's define dynamic balance. Dynamic balance is head over belly button or center of gravity between the balls of an athlete's feet. And this is a very important relationship because it creates an axis around which the body can rotate as the pitcher throws a baseball. Now that we understand the importance of dynamic balance, let's go to factor number two, postural stabilization. You heard in video one, I basically told the pitchers that were working to find their hitting posture. We found that 99% of hitters and pitchers have the same posture if they allow that posture to present itself. They've got to be able to maintain that posture through a complete delivery. If the head goes up and down, the fix is in the knees. You've heard the terms tall and fall or drop and drive. Neither one of those are good terms. What you want the head to do is stay stable throughout the whole delivery. So if when an athlete starts forward, when a pitcher starts forward to throw a baseball, if his head pops up, you want the knees to flex a little taller. If his first movement is down when he moves forward, then the pitcher has to flex a little deeper with his knees. To maintain posture forward and backwards requires postural stabilization. That means abs and low back have to be strong enough to maintain that posture. That's all the conditioning work we did for trunk stabilization exercises in video number one. By maintaining posture back and forth, up and down, the athlete has the ability to be dynamically balanced and posturally stable into foot strike, which is a prerequisite to get anything out into the arms to deliver the ball. There's one more piece of the posture puzzle that's important. When a pitcher lifts his leg, if his head goes away from home plate, if his head moves away from where he's throwing the baseball, the stance is usually a little too wide. To have postural stabilization from feet to fingertips, the optimal position to start with would be feet shoulder width to armpit width, with the front foot, the landing leg, slightly closed off. And that allows an athlete to lift without head movement. And that's what you're after with postural stabilization. Can a pitcher lift his leg and initiate the delivery with no movement in the head, the posture, or the torso? Here's another little indicator of how stable your posture is. If you can take the pointer finger on your glove hand side and put it right on your chin, and if you can lift your leg and touch your elbow without your head moving, then your posture is pretty stable. That feeling is an important feeling as you get into number three, which is equal and opposite elbows and angle of forearm at front foot strike. Now, there's a lot of myths about throwing a baseball, and when we get into drills in a little bit, you'll see how these myths can be what I would call malicious. Everybody's always worried about arm path. Arm path is genetic. I brought genetics up a number of times today as we film these videos. If a kid was throwing rocks at rabbits to eat 2 million years ago, he would take a genetically predetermined arm path. Don't fiddle with the arm path. For too many years, pitching coaches and athletes have tried to change arm path. Don't throw sidearm. Get on top of the ball, reach back. The longer your arm is in the backside, the harder you're gonna throw out front. Well, the bottom line is, don't change arm path. The fix is in front side or glove side. You want them to match elbows up and angle of forearm. For example, if a pitcher comes out low on the backside, all right, in the old days, we would have tried to get him a little higher. Not necessary. If he's low on the backside, glove side is up. Elbows are up and in line. And the angle of forearm has to be equal. Equal and opposite elbows and angle of forearm. As I'm going right toward camera, if you come out 90, you're gonna be 90. But this is okay also. So is this. Remember going back to number one, dynamic balance, as long as head and posture remain constant, okay? You can twist elbows and forearms all you want. You'll see variations on many themes. You'll see pitchers behind and an up. We've even seen pitchers that land like this. Like this, like this. But the elbows are in line and the forearm angles are equal. This is no good. The elbows might be close to in line, but the forearm angles aren't. Whatever the angle of the forearm and the direction of the elbow has to line up. One more time. This is okay, the twist. Straight on is okay, high and low is okay. And when we get into drills, you'll watch these pitchers finding equal and opposite elbows and angles of forearms. The fourth factor involved in pitching efficiently is to take that equal and opposite with postural stabilization and dynamic balance and rotate as late as possible. Literally, the best pitchers in the game will take that axis of rotation as far forward as they possibly can, and the whole bottom half will be rotated before the upper body comes through to throw the baseball. So they're dynamically balanced, they're posturally stable, they're equal and opposite, and then they're gonna take head and belly button as far forward as they possibly can before any rotation occurs and the arms end up throwing the baseball. For numbers, the best pitchers in baseball on the elite level in the major leagues will take their bodies to 75% of stride length before upper body rotates to deliver the baseball. If you want that in inches, a 6-foot man will take his head and belly button, his axis of rotation, 12 inches before any rotation occurs to throw the baseball. The last factor of our five is a blocked off front side at release point. One of the biggest problems we've had as instructors is teaching kids to pull the glove away when they throw a baseball. There's a number of phrases that apply here. Elbow to hip, replace, equal and opposite, crush the monkey. There's a whole lot of phrases that pitching coaches use to describe what they think they see. In the computer at 1,000 frames a second, the glove doesn't move. With all the elite athletes we have in the computer, at front foot contact, whatever distance this glove has achieved, it doesn't move from that distance. The body goes to the glove. The body rotates into a firm glove, and all the energy comes out of the throwing arm. If the front side moves, like we have taught in the past, that this video is going to overcome that information, that bad teach. If this front side moves, you're taking force and energy that you fought to get to go to home plate away from home plate. Whatever distance the glove has achieved at foot strike, it stays. It never comes away. It can move right or left the width of the body, but it never comes away from the target. Whatever distance it has achieved, and 99 out of 100 pitchers, it'll be right over front foot. The glove stays, it blocks off, and all that energy that was going forward, all right, as the body rotates into it, now has to come up, in, and out through the throwing arm. If the glove gives, if the glove comes away before release point, you're taking force and energy away from home plate. You're putting excess stress on front side elbow, front side shoulder. I don't know if I mentioned this previously, but I'm going to put it in right now. For most pitchers, front side elbow, front side shoulder pain and stiffness is mechanics. Backside elbow, backside shoulder pain and stiffness is strength. The combination of the two, you can almost become your own pitching coach. So by quick review, before we get the pitchers back out here to do our drills and skills, dynamic balance, number one factor. Head over belly button, between balls of feet. Postural stabilization, number two factor. Find a posture and keep the posture. Most athletes, whatever their hitting posture is, their pitching posture is. Factor number three, equal and opposite elbows and angle of forearms. Factor number four, late torso rotation. Get your body as close to the front leg as you possibly can before you rotate. 75% of stride length, about 12 inches for a 6-foot pitcher. Last factor, number five, glove at foot contact doesn't move. It's blocked off and the body rotates into it. With those factors in mind, we want to take that thought, those philosophies, and go apply them to skills and drills. I'm going to call the pitchers back out here, and we're going to go through the following sequence. Short, medium, and long toss on flat ground with a specific way to do it. Short, medium, and long toss on a knee drill. Then we're going to go to knee drill and throw three pitches, fastball, breaking ball, changeup. And then we're going to go to a towel drill, which you may have seen over the last 5 or 6 years in some of the things that I've done. A towel drill is a body mechanics drill. And then we're going to actually come right out to the mound and throw to a catcher. That's going to be the agenda for this video on mechanics. With that in mind, let's go to work. We're going to head right into flat ground work now. We're going to play catch, but there's a specific way that pitchers play catch. They're going to turn sideways when they throw the baseball. They're going to find that same posture we've been talking about all day long in both videos. Slightly flexed in the knees, the same basic posture they would have as a hitter is now their play catch posture on flat ground. They're going to, hands are going to be right in front of their body, just like in a stretched position. Their bottom half is going to do something a little different. They're going to step behind, all right? Step behind, find equal and opposite, and rotate into a firm glove. We're going to throw short, medium, and long toss, and long is to tolerance. Today, it's a nice cool day, the weather's good. A long toss session might take 120, 130 feet. Never cast the ball. If it gets to a point where it's too far to throw on a fly one hop the ball. It's extremely important to understand that a release point one hopping is way better than casting. All right, with that in mind, let's go ahead and we'll start the drill. Brian, and Mike, on your own to your level of tolerance, let's throw a few at this distance and we'll start stretching it out. You ready? Step behind, equal and opposite. And when you finish, if you watch these guys, just keep throwing, gentlemen. When they finish throwing, every one of them, eyes are level, glove's gonna be out in front. Glove, eyes, ball. Find the posture. Keep the posture. Step behind, elbows up, equal and opposite. Glove, eyes, ball, out in front. Now I'm gonna take a second here. Hang on just a second, Brian. Let's watch Brian 1 and Mike throw. Look where the glove is relative to the front foot. And the glove stays out in front. It feels rather silly when you first get it started. You will come into a feel of your own. You'll start interpreting with your own feel where that glove should be when you throw the ball. The bottom line is, don't let it come away from the distance you've achieved at front foot strike. Brian 2, go ahead and throw it back here. Glove, eyes, ball. Very nice. Eyes should stay level to the horizon. Axis of rotation is late. All right, let's all move back. Go ahead and take it back about 60 feet. Obviously, you'll do this to tolerance. That's great, guys. Let's throw out three or four at this distance, then we'll max out. We'll go to the next part of the drill. Glove, eyes, ball. Try to keep the ball within the frame of the body you're throwing to. While we're talking, I'll pick on you, Brian number one. Right or left is what? When you miss your partner, right or left, I just saw you miss a ball, so I'm gonna ask, because I don't wanna bug him, he's too close. When your partner misses right or left, or you miss right or left, what is it? What he just said, if you couldn't hear on camera, it's posture. If you miss right or left when you're playing catch, or throwing to a catcher off the hill, right or left is usually posture. High or low is the relationship of glove to ball getting big. What you want to do is have everything cone to a release point out in front. Let's go about three more this distance, guys. Glove, eyes, ball. Very good, Brian. Very good. Feels good to be moving around, doesn't it? Very nice. One more each, and then take it back to a full 90 feet. Everybody doing okay? No bad throws. High or low, glove. Right or left, posture. All right, move it back about 90 feet, guys. Let's go about three or four throws at this distance, and then we'll go to our knee drill. Let her rip. Glove, eyes, ball. Glove, eyes, ball. When you finish, the glove should be within the width of the body out front. Step behind, equal and opposite. Glove, eyes, ball. Okay, guys, come on back in. We'll start with a knee drill. I'll explain it and we'll go right to it. Now, we just played enough catch to take the edge off. I'm kind of rushing these guys a little bit, but you'll get the idea. Let's plop down at 30 feet. I'm gonna drop to my knees. We're gonna do the same thing on two knees that we just did when we were playing catch. Now, initially, I used to hate any drill that didn't involve total body, but too many youngsters had difficulties understanding the importance of glove in front and closing the gap out front. I found by putting a guy on his knees, and you'll see as this drill progresses, they really get the feel of leaving the glove out front. So you guys have been through this, let's go ahead and do it. Find your equal and opposite, your knees are squared off, Knees are squared off so that when you throw, it's the same thing as when you end up throwing on flat ground with your legs. The bottom half has actually squared off when the arms come through. So it's feet, torso, arms. Now we're on our knees, same idea. Feet, torso, arms. Where's the glove go? The key is glove to target, eyes to target, ball to target. Glove, eyes, ball. Very nice. Glove, eyes, ball. Very nice. All right, we've all done a couple three at this distance. Move back about 40 feet. Let's go 45. All right. Now, as the distances get bigger, if there's any mechanical flaw at all, if there's a change in posture, if the glove comes off, you're going to see the ball not quite getting there. It's going to miss right or left, high or low. Challenge yourself, guys. Lean into it. Glove, eyes, ball. Leave the glove out front. Glove, eyes, ball. All right. Glove, eyes, ball. You guys do okay at this distance? Let's take it back to 90 feet. Now you're saying to yourself, no way. There's no way I can throw a baseball with my bottom half on my knees. Can I get the ball on a line at 90 feet? It's not that tough if equal and opposite, glove stays, eyes go, ball goes. How wet are your pants, guys?
Really wet.
Is it bad? Well, we're just gonna have to go through a video with wet knees. It's as simple as that. Here we go. Glove, eyes, ball. No bad throws. That way, Brian. Couple more. Now, I just missed to the right. Why would that happen, Brian? Why did I miss to the right? My head came off. It's called old age. Very good, Brian. Glove, eyes, ball. All right, anybody feel like they can get it 120 today? All right, move it back a little further. Let's try to get out past second base. Now, we're right on the first base foul line here. I just had everybody, and you can see on camera, Brian and Brian. Brian 1 and 2 in reverse out there. We're about, what do we say, right at 90 or is it about 120? What would you guess? You were 120? All right, here we go. I'm betting I can be better than Big Mike. Here we go. Glove, eyes, ball. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Let's try three each, gentlemen. Come and get me, Brian, too. A plus, lefty. I saw that. Glove, eyes, ball. Everything you got. I think we got him, Brian. One more each. Glove, eyes, ball. By the way, how many bad throws was that, Brian? Yeah. Just one. We're doing well. Uh-oh. Got down to my bifocals. All right, guys, sneak on in. We'll go to the next part of this drill. While they're coming in, what just happened right there, and I'm not perfect at it, I'm an old man. Bottom line, you ask your kids to be perfect. Glove, eyes, ball. Short, medium, and long toss on the knees will reinforce what that glove has to feel like at release point. You close the gap. The cone gets big. Pardon me, the cone gets little out in front. The biggest problem that youngsters have when they throw a baseball is that they get big back here. Visualize one of those cones out on the freeway, those orange cones. The cone should go big to little, not little to big. This activity right here is bad for strikes, bad for stress. This activity right here, cone going big to little, is good for strikes with less stress. What I'm after right now is to preset every pitch. I'm not telling you to do this in the game. This is a skill work drill. I want you to preset fastball, preset curveball, preset changeup, and if you throw a split finger, preset it in your glove right in front of your belly button. Up to release point, fastball, curveball, changeup, split. The biggest problem that young pitchers have is that when they break their hands, no matter how they grip the ball, they have trouble finding the right angle back here. If you're gonna throw a curveball, preset curveball, come out curveball, deliver curveball. If you're gonna throw a circle change, preset circle change, come out circle change. In the camera, fastball position, curveball position, changeup position, split finger position. If you throw a slider, it's half of a curveball. If you throw a sinker, it's half of a circle change. So in order, fastball, curveball, slider. Fastball, circle change, sinker, split finger. Preset it, guys. Let's go ahead and throw fastballs first. Preset fastball, glove, eyes, ball. Preset fastball, glove, eyes, ball. Very nice. Couple each. That was a right. I yanked my head, came off just a notch. Fastball right here. All right, high. You got big. The ball's high and low. You're getting big here. If it's right or left, you're changing your posture. Guys, let's go to your breaking ball. Throw you a curveball, Brian. You ready? Glove, eyes, ball. Preset. Glove, eyes, ball. You'd be surprised. You can make a baseball move outstanding. Make a baseball move at 30 feet. If you let it go where? Right out front. All right, I missed right again. Posture. Glove, eyes, ball. All right, one of the benefits of releasing the baseball out in front, for every 1 foot of distance in release point, it's 3 miles an hour to the hitter's eyes. Not on the gun, not on the radar gun, but in distance traveled. Also, there's later movement. If you can release the baseball closer to home plate, the hitter has less time to read it, the ball's gonna move later, and there's less stress on your arm. Bottom line, all three of those things are gonna help you as a pitcher. Let's go to your third pitch, guys. If you're a split finger guy, split it. Let me talk about split finger real quick. There's a lot of bad publicity about a split finger and how it hurts the arm. It doesn't. What you do is split your fingers. I got little teeny hands. Split your fingers, pull the ball to the palm of your hand. You actually hang onto the ball, you split, you pull where the two seams come closest together, turn the ball over and grab either seam underneath, depending on the size of your hand, and just throw your fastball. Right now we're gonna throw a circle change. Are you ready? Circle change, palm out, preset, circle change. Leave the glove out front. Glove, eyes, ball. Very nice, Brian, attaboy. Glove, eyes, ball. Okay, glove, eyes, ball. Now you got a little big on that one. If the camera was right behind me, you could actually see the movement taking place with the ball. It's not that tough if you do it correctly. If the ball squirts above the fastball plane, a little hint is to squeeze the ball a little harder with any of your grips. If everything is done correctly and the ball still squirts high of the fastball release point, squeeze the ball a little tighter. Good hint. Finish whatever you want with to do three more, and if you could go chase down the hockey puck, we'll do the hockey puck drill next. All right, ready? I'm gonna throw you a couple split fingers. Split the fingers, glove, eyes, ball. Ball go down, Brian. Glove, eyes, ball. Perfect. Now, Brian throws four pitches just like I had to throw four pitches. Brian one and Mike throw hard, so they don't need the fourth pitch. Brian's a pup out of my litter. He's got good action, he throws strikes, but he needs four pitches to be effective. One more split, Brian. Good job, right here. Outstanding. My assistant, soon to be catcher, brought me out a hockey puck. You're saying, what the heck is a hockey puck and a baseball have in common? Well, a hockey puck weighs the same as a baseball. The critical mass of a baseball is about what the critical mass of a hockey puck is. And if you're looking at a baseball and a hockey puck, think about what I just talked about with release point. Put the baseball down. Here's a fastball. Here's a curveball. Here's my circle change. The hockey puck at this distance will let you know just how efficient, now Brian, I'm gonna throw this, just how efficient you are with your release point. If you let the hockey puck go properly, there's no wiggle at all in the hockey puck. If you're floppy with your wrist or change your posture, you'll see all kinds of activity with a hockey puck. I'm betting I can do it right out of the chute. You ready? Glove, eyes, hockey puck. Now, I'll give myself a B+. It had my little sinker release point, but it had a little flop to it. Glove, eyes, hockey puck. Not bad. All right, and again, glove. I've got myself preset in a fastball position. Thumb and middle finger cutting the hockey puck in half. Glove, eyes, hockey puck. All right, good. Okay, ready? All right, we just went with fastball. Now we're gonna go curveball. I'm gonna preset in the karate chop, come out karate chop, deliver karate chop. If I do it properly, it'll spin come right out of my hand with no wobble at all, and you can actually make a hockey puck break. Glove, eyes, hockey puck. Did it break, Brian? Now you do the same thing. I'm guessing wiggle. Not bad. You got a little squirty. Where'd your head go? Release point. Let's try one more curveball with the hockey puck for feel. Preset, all right, cutting the hockey puck in half. Glove, eyes, hockey puck. Hate to say it, but I'm getting you, sweetheart. Come and get me. Close. Close enough. Now, if we had more time, I'd beat him up a little bit more, but the bottom line is all three pitches. Let me see if I can get one little circle change. You ready? If I do it right, it'll be right there. Where's the preset for the camera? Palm out, just like I would do if I was throwing a circle change with the baseball. Palm out, circle change, hockey puck. This is gonna be a good one. Do I lie? Okay, one more try out of you. No, I wanna see the circle change. I'm guessing flop. Not real good, but it's okay. First time you've tried that today. All right, what we're after right here on the knees with the three pitches, it's low intensity, it's a release point drill. Again, what pitch is this, gentlemen? What pitch is this? What's half of a curveball? Slider. What pitch is this? Fastball. What pitch is this? Half of that is a sinker. What pitch is this? All right, release point drill on the knees, 30 feet. Great little skill drill that will help you throw strikes when we get to the mound. All right, let's cut here and head out to the next drill, which will be a towel drill. This is actually a towel drill. It's been around for a few years. It's something that I brought back with me from Japan. I think it's the best pitching coach in the game today. The towel will actually teach you about your posture and about your front side. So if you'll notice, Mike has already got the towel cut in half. You want about a foot of towel hanging out of middle finger. We're gonna add a variation. I'm gonna put these little aerobic wrist weights in his glove, all right? Now, Mike didn't even know I was gonna ask him this. What's the idea behind the weight in the glove, Mike? Any idea at all?
To let you know where your front arms, if it's pulling you.
Bingo, you've been paying attention, good for you. If you take 2-4 pounds in your glove and you direct it properly, you don't even know it's there. But if you have 2 or 4 pounds in your glove and you get outside your body with it, if you pull violently with it, it feels like 25 or 40 pounds. So 2 pounds directed properly, no problem at all. And what he's gonna do in the towel drill here, or the two of them are gonna do it, they're gonna start off right at the cut of the grass. On flat ground, he's gonna take a normal delivery. Go ahead and do that. By the way, he's got size 17 feet. Give or take, what are they really, 15s? 17s, yeah, he does have size 17 feet. You'll notice wherever his 17 foot just landed, Brian is going 5 feet from there. The drill on flat ground is calibrated at stride plus 5 feet. Then what Brian will do is hold his hand Mike's belly button height. And what Mike is gonna do is come out of a regular stretch position, put glove here, put eyes here, and put towel here. You should get him pretty easy. And from this side, I'll talk about, go ahead. Couple deliveries. And you'll notice now, from this camera's angle, notice where his glove is relative to his front foot as it hits, and it doesn't move from there. Again, Mike, just like that was perfect. Glove out front, and it stays out front. Now, what we saw as coaches in the old days, or before the 1,000 frames a second, we saw body coming to glove and interpreted it as glove coming to body. If you'll notice, and please pay attention again, on camera, glove relative to front foot, where the glove is when the front foot hits. It doesn't move. One more, Mike. His body came to the glove. Now, from camera angle behind home plate, looking at Mike this way, his posture, if you'll pay attention to where his head and his eyes are as he goes toward Brian's hand, his head doesn't move. It doesn't tick-tock right or left. So take a shot at it from this camera. Glove to target, eyes to target, ball to target. Now, he's getting you pretty easy. Why don't you move back about 6 inches, Brian? All right, and again, from that camera, you look where glove is relative to front foot and whether it stays. From this camera angle or the catcher's camera angle, does his head tick-tock back and forth? No. Go ahead. All right, now just to show you, I don't like to practice improperly, but I'm going to ask you when you lift this time to take your head back, like most kids will do. I'm talking to this camera. If the head comes off this way, then he's going to miss right or left. We don't know which way yet, but when you lift, exaggerate taking your head this way. Head back. All right, now if you'll notice, in that delivery, his glove may have stayed pretty close, but in this camera, his head ticked this way. He missed to the right about 6 inches, about the distance his head moved up top. This drill teaches the body right or left. It teaches what the glove does in relation to the throwing arm. All right, let's try one more and then flip-flop to two of you and we'll see if we can get you on film properly. Posture, glove, eyes, ball. All right, now, he had plenty of distance, but you missed a little right. Where do you put your eyes? All right, dead on. Put your eyes on target, put your glove on target, put the towel on target. Good. All right, flip-flop with Brian. Let's see him do it. Let's watch and see if they paid attention with the drill. Brian, you want to put the weight in your glove, please? All right, on flat ground, have a peek. Give me a couple deliveries, Brian. Good. Now you'll notice that Brian has a different look. His stride is not as big as Mike's stride, but he rotates real late. Net result, perfect, mark that one off. Net result, he'll get just about as far as Mike does, looking different, but getting at that release point. That's what we're after. Belly button high, let her rip. Get the glove out there, glove, glove. All right, on camera, it looks different, but the basics are there. Those factors that are important to successful, healthy pitchers are there. His posture doesn't vary. His dynamic balance is there. He rotates late. The glove stays out front, and the body goes to it. Couple more. Glove, eyes, ball. Okay, very nice. One more. Glove, eyes, ball. All right, let's do the same drill going down the hill. Now, the only difference is they're going to start at the rubber and coming down the hill, instead of stride plus 5 feet, they're going to be going down the mound. It's going to be stride plus 6 feet, a concession to going down the slope. He will land about a foot farther just because of going down the hill. Let's mark this off. We'll do two more each to get a visual. So on flat ground, the towel drill is stride plus 5. On the mound, stride plus 6. While we're on it now, and I'll mention this when I conclude, it takes about 1,000 perfect repetitions to overcome a bad habit. So if you've got a couple bad habits, I suggest the towel drill rather than dealing with a baseball, because it doesn't take anything out of your arm and will teach you good mechanics. Okay, let it rip, Brian. Look at the posture, balance, glove out in front. One more, and then you can mark this one off, Mike. Now, both Brian and Mike look differently throwing a towel or working on a baseball, but the factors involved in their delivery are exactly the same. Is he got balance? His balance is good. Is his posture stable? Is the glove out front? Does he rotate late? And if you'll notice, both of them finish with everything in their body going toward home plate. That was perfect. Both you guys are doing a good job. Dynamic balance, posture, glove, eyes, and ball. One more time, and then we'll go actually to our baseball drills. Dynamic balance, posture. Good job, both of you. All right, while these guys walk off camera to get baseballs and our catcher's getting ready, what we have to understand here is both these kids just did what they have to do to throw a baseball efficiently. With the towel, and a striking zone at stride plus 5 on flat ground, stride plus 6 on the mound, they can do a huge number of repetitions, teaching their body the skills of throwing a baseball without taking anything out of their arm. Okay? We're about ready to go to actual pitching off the hill to a catcher. Let's go ahead and cut to that next segment. Now I'm going to give Brian a compliment on camera here. He hit that plate dead on. The only way that could happen is if everything in his body was structurally exactly what we're talking about with mechanics. He had dynamic balance, his posture was consistent. As he came out, the glove was in front, his eyes were out on line. Everything came to that cone of release that allowed him to hit the towel. All right, I'm gonna put a little pressure on you. Go right to your breaking ball. See if you can do the same thing with a breaking ball. All right, now you were a little long. All right, the breaking ball was a little long. You okay there, Ryan? Now, the reason he was long is because he got big. Instead of closing the gap and letting it go the same place he did his fastball, he was high, he was a little high with it because he let the curveball go here. Close the gap, narrow the cone. Now do it again. You might try squeezing that curveball a little harder. Preset it, glove, eyes, ball. All right, now that's not bad. Now we're learning something here. I didn't expect the fastball to be as good, but we're learning something on the curveball. For the cameras, right or left is? And short and long is glove. Now you were right distance, but you missed to the left. Stabilize your posture. All right, not bad. Now you only missed about 8 inches to the right. I'm gonna give you one more shot on your curveball. Here's a little hint. Where do you put your glove? Where do you put your eyes? Same spot. Where do you put the ball? How close can you get your curveball to your glove, and watch what happens here? Glove, eyes, ball. Outstanding. You might have missed by 3 inches there. Okay, let's go to your changeup. Now, his change, his third pitch, is a split finger. So I'm gonna have him preset it. He's gonna come out with a split. Where do you put your glove? Where do you put your eyes? And where do you put the release point of the split finger? Perfect. Now, I'm not barking at him about his balance and his posture, but it's pretty good. If he misses right or left, I will bark at him about your posture. All right? Flex your knees, tighten your abs. A plus. Did we get meat, Ryan? One more. Preset, good job. Glove, eyes. Very nice. All right, now with Brian standing here, I'm gonna give him a compliment. There's no way my generation of coach would have had a guy try to bounce the ball at 35, 40 feet short of home plate. What does it do to your release point to have you do that?
Makes me get out front.
Out front. The only way you can bounce a baseball is to release it out front. He did a real good job. If I was criticizing him, he did a real good job with his glove side. He was a little shaky with his posture, everything except the fastball. So again, if you're conditioned properly with strength, your postural stabilization take care of itself. This drill will tell you about your mechanics. So in an expanded workout, what I would be doing right now is really paying attention to your posture. That's a good job. All right, now we're gonna take it on to a regular full distance pitch. I'm gonna have Ryan bounce, go all the way to full distance, and I'm gonna bring Brian number two up to actually throw fastball, breaking ball, circle change, and split. He's a four-pitch pitcher from full distance, low intensity with perfect mechanics, and that'll take care of the kids in their workout for today. So let's take a little break while Brian comes up. All right, what we're gonna do in this part of the skill drills now is a traditional bullpen workout. He's gonna throw a couple fastballs, a couple breaking balls, a couple circle changes, and a couple splits as if it was a normal bullpen scheduled workout in between starts. What we're looking for, though, is exactly the same, what I would call factors that the best in baseball do. Does he have dynamic balance? Is his posture stable? Are his glove equal and opposite with his throwing arm, and the angle of the forearms equal and opposite? Does he rotate late? Does the glove stay in front or blocked off at release point? This is where it all comes together. Now, it's hard to see from your angle, but from behind home plate, I've shortened Ryan up. Instead of full distance, he's right on top of home plate. As you get started, don't ask a guy to throw strikes right out of the chute full distance. We'll see how it goes, and we may end up with this workout at full distance. For right now, I want Ryan right on top of the plate. Now I'm gonna move off and just watch, and I'll talk while you're throwing. All right, now that wasn't bad. As he lifted his leg, his head stayed fairly stable. As he came out, his posture was good, his balance was good, the glove was out front, and he rotated into the front side. If you'll notice on camera, his release point is way out front. Brian doesn't throw as hard as Brian number one or Mike does, so it's very important that he get as far out in front as he possibly can for late movement as well as less stress on the arm with the strikes he throws. Keep throwing your fastball. The head doesn't move when he lifts, the glove's out front. That's pretty solid, okay? Let's go right to curveball. Let's go right to your breaking ball. I want you to preset it. This is skill work, not game work. Preset your breaking ball, let Ryan know what's coming. Ryan, we're throwing a breaking ball. Glove, eyes, ball. All right. Where was it, Ryan? A little bit high. What does that tell you about what your glove did? You got a little big. What do you have to do? Maintain the same integrity of glove as you did with your fastball. Get the breaking ball right next to it. After the ball leaves your hand, really don't care what happens. That was a little bit better, wasn't it? Oh boy. One more breaking ball. Check out the posture and the balance. Glove, eyes, equal and opposite. Very nice. Sure can. Check out balance and posture. Equal and opposite, elbows and forearms. Glove out in front. A little high. Throw one more good curveball. If you have to, what do we know if you squirt the curveball? With everything, squeeze a little tighter. That was better. All right, now we're gonna go to the circle change. Preset it, same exact body. The only difference, your palm is out right next to your glove. All right, now that ball was to the, I didn't even see where it was. It wasn't over the dish, was it? Okay, what do you think? Why do you miss right or left? Posture. Yeah, keep your posture going. Just because you change grip, don't brain fade on your posture now. If you have to, tighten your abs. Glove, eyes, better? Yep. And a boy. Now I'm not looking, his release point on that from my perspective with no cameras or anything was the same place as the other two pitches. That's the key to throwing strikes. Getting the same release point relative to your glove with good posture and balance. Let's go to your split finger. Preset it. And a boy. Pretty good pitch. Outstanding. Posture was great, balance was great, equal and opposite, glove and arms. Out front. Pretty good pitch. That's pretty solid. One more. Balance and posture, equal and opposite, glove out front. All right. Now, I'd like, if we can, I want to zero in. If you'll notice, I had two right-handers throw, and they threw from this side of the rubber. Here's a lefty that also throws from this side of the rubber, and you're saying to yourself, what the heck's going on? We used to teach left-hander from the left side of the rubber, right-hander from the right side of the rubber. The new teach is this. He throws a sinking fastball. So I want him on this side of the rubber, the third base side of the rubber, to take advantage of the sink. With him throwing over here, the advantage of this, he's gonna throw more balls to the outside of the plate than he wants to. Take advantage of the movement and the full width of the plate. Brian and Mike throw hard, throw harder, okay? Don't wanna hurt your feelings. But they throw from this side because they want distance and they want the carry on the ball. So if you're a two-seam guy, you want to throw, if you're left-handed, from the third base side. If you're a two-seam guy and you're right-handed, throw from the first base side. If you're a four-seam guy with a little giddy-up on your fastball, then it's right-to-right, left-to-left. Everything we did today was in the stretch position because it's similar to the hitting stance. The postures are all very simple. The teach, when you add the windup in, is all you're gonna do is whatever you do with your hands, whether you swing them, whether you hold them up front, whether they're high, wherever they are, it's just basically a step into the stretch position. So the windup is just a step into the stretch position. And remember we talked about with finger on chin, taking knee to elbow? There's your feel right there. If I move my hands, my head stays. It's a step into the same stretch position. What you don't want to do, because it's not dynamic balance, where did my head go if it's back here? Is my head over my belly button? I've lost dynamic balance. If you're going to do a windup, keep head over belly button so that this axis of rotation with your posture goes with you as you take your stride toward home plate. So the only difference between a stretch and a windup is the little initial movement that you do to get your foot into in front of the rubber. It takes 1,000 perfect reps to overcome one bad habit. You have a number of different drills to get those 1,000 repetitions taken care of. My goal for you would be, in your mind, maximize your skill, let your talent take care of itself. If I have a challenge, I would ask you, take this new information, get over the misinformation from the past, add it into what you're already doing that is successful for you, and challenge yourself to be the best you can be, one pitch at a time. To wind down on the second part of our video here, the cross-specific skill and drill training for pitchers, you just saw from start to finish throwing short, medium, and long toss on flat ground on the knees. You saw release point drill on the knees. You saw the towel drill. You saw the one-hop drill off the short plate. And you saw the various pitches at full distance. Bottom line, dynamic balance, postural stabilization, equal and opposite elbows and forearms, late torso rotation, and a blocked off glove on the front side, you will pitch with less stress and more strikes than you've ever done in your life. It does no good to work on mechanics without working on functional strength. The two pieces fit together. I don't do a consult anywhere in the world or the country where I don't address both. Remember, you're only as strong as your weakest link. You're only as efficient as your worst mechanic. If you match those two things up, then your chances of pitching successfully, given your talent and your skill, have increased exponentially. It's been a pleasure working with you. On behalf of the athletes that threw for you today, Brian, Mike, and Ryan, I, Tom House, say thanks very much. Good luck with your career.